Hello and welcome back to the second episode of Emergency Communication. Where we left off, we had just introduced the use of radio to transmit emergency messages, which was one of the last notable discoveries related to communication devices before what we will consider new media. Today, we'll be analyzing the impact new media, information, and technologies have had on the spread of emergency information. For the following discussion, we will utilize the term new media to relate to the perspective of new media as communication forms. Within this definition, there are three interdependent areas, which are 1, that new media are artifacts or devices that enable and extend our ability to communicate, 2, the communication activities and practices we engage in to develop and use these devices, and 3, the social arrangements and organizations that form around these devices and practices. I chose to use this perspective to decipher new media as an emergency communication form because, as we've previously discussed, the means which we choose to transmit information during a crisis greatly impacts the reliability of the message, and different technologies have allowed for notable advancements in the type of content you are able to send. As well, during times of crises, it is vital for organizations to spread information quickly. While the content of the message is important, the type of communication form you will use will greatly affect the scope of audience you wish to reach. Now that we have an understanding of the lens we will be studying new media through, we can further decipher how new media has changed the way information is spread from the introduction of new mass communication technologies to today. After the advancements within radio communication, some of the major technological findings which have impacted how emergency communication is corresponded could be the internet, mobile cell phones, computers, and social media platforms. Although this list does not include all major new media forms, the technologies mentioned are some of the most utilized during times of crises. The first recognizable difference between the usage of new media compared to old media forms is the range of audience available to receive the content. In old media cases, limitations of the technologies prohibited their message from reaching further than their physical restrictions. Secondly, the range of content one can produce with new media is heightened immensely, where the user is able to gain an understanding of their current situation rather than simply knowing that danger is present. Comparing old media to new media such as the internet have been able to promote the message worldwide to anyone who has the means to receive it. As the authors of the Emergency Alert and Warning Systems, Current Knowledge and Future Research Directions say, quote, "Today, new technologies such as smartphones and social media platforms offer new ways to communicate with the public, and the information ecosystem is much broader, including additional official channels such as government social media accounts, opt-in short message systems, and reverse 911 systems. Less official channels such as mainstream media outlets and weather applications on connected devices, and unofficial channels such as first-person reports via social media." End quote. The capabilities of new media, especially the internet, have led old media forms to also extend their reach in terms of emergency communications, where they have used new media to broaden the proficiencies of broadcast radio, television, and cable to include mobile forms such as applications on cell phones. With the newfound positive attributes associated with efficient information spread through new media forms, many countries have adopted emergency communication plans where both traditional and new media forms are utilized to produce synchronized messages, which are released across a variety of platforms. An example of these plans could include Amber Alerts, where they are often directed to people through their cell phones, televisions, radio, and social media platforms. Almost all emergency communication plans have a standard which they must follow based upon the emergency at hand. These crises can include national disasters, warnings of criminal activities, and pretty much any other essential information which needs to reach the population at risk. As we discussed earlier, we can now recognize the importance of the medium used, as some have a wider range of audience than others, and during times of emergency, it is vital to access as many people as possible. The combination of old and new media to expedite the flow of essential information during times of crises highlights the importance of utilizing any necessary medium which will extend our ability to communicate. It would also prove the practices which form around these devices greatly impact the outcome during a time of emergency. Although new media technologies have extended the reach and range of content one has the ability to portray during a crisis, the combination of old and new media forms proves the most effective when gaining the attention of a large audience. It is also important to recognize that emergency communication forms still have room for large improvement. It is vital the message be unified when spreading crucial information, as well as reach absolutely everyone who may be affected. This can be difficult for people who may have less access to technologies than the majority of society. An interesting way to analyze how new media has impacted the flow of emergency information would be to apply Rogers' social shaping theory, which is the diffusion of innovation. This theory studies the uptake of technologies, the way technology diffuses through society, how new ideas or practices are introduced and adopted in a social system, and focuses on communication relations and information flow. To me, this theory relates to emergency communication in the sense that with each advancement in the technologies related to crisis communication, the capabilities to spread a wider range of content as well as reach new audiences is significantly increased. As the new technology is adapted within society, the way emergency communication is spread changes drastically. Similarly, as new technologies are introduced, an emphasis is placed not only on the movement of crisis communication within society, but also on what information or content is most vital during times of need. Well, that pretty much wraps up the second episode of our emergency communication series. In the next episode, we will be studying emergency communications during our current global crisis, which is COVID-19. Thanks for listening in.